This is Press Play. I'm Madeline Brand. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for TV on the Radio.
Clear eyes, full hearts, get loose.
Oh my God! They've killed Kenny!
Three words for you. Treat, yo, so.
I am the one who knocks.
That's what she said.
Well, today we're going to talk about streaming. More than 60 new TV series are debuting just this month. Basically, none of them on broadcast television. Apple TV Plus launched last week. Disney Plus launches next week. On the way, HBO Max, NBCU's Peacock Originals. It is so much content coming our way. Here to help us navigate it all is Alan Sepinwall, chief television critic for Rolling Stone. Hi.
I'm crying just listening to that intro, Madeline. Wow.
You're crying because your job just got a lot harder. Basically, right?
It really did. It's just there's not enough hours in the day for me to watch this all, and this is my only job.
Wow. Okay, well, one of the prime reasons for this, I guess, is Apple TV Plus, even though they've only unveiled four television shows, but they're getting tons of attention. You saw those four TV shows. Are they any good?
Not hugely. I mean, you're getting it for only $4.99 a month, which is the cheapest of all the streamers, but you're not getting a lot because there's no library content at all. Like you're going to get on Disney or like you get on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon or HBO. And the shows, the morning show is very expensive and very boring. For All Mankind, I enjoyed, but mainly because I'm a sucker for stories about the Apollo program and the race to the moon, and it moves incredibly slowly. Dickinson is a mess, but at least it's sort of a fun mess, and it has Haley Steinfeld.
And that's about Emily Dickinson?
Yes, it's about Emily Dickinson, but it's got a hip-hop soundtrack, and all the kids speak modern slang. It's a show that makes a lot of big choices, and only some of them work. And then C, which is this post-apocalyptic something with Jason Momoa in a society where everyone on the planet is blind. It reportedly cost $240 million, and it is
what?
Not good at all. Not at all.
Oh, my gosh. So is Apple just throwing the whole kitchen sink at this thing, like spare no expense?
I think it's one of these cases, Dave. They're way behind the game right now because Netflix has had a head start on everybody for years and years. So even though Apple has dominated a lot of other shares of the market and tech and everyone's got an Apple device, this particular area they're relatively new to. And they've hired a bunch of TV executives. You know, the two people running the shop right now helped develop Breaking Bad. So it's not entirely, you know, Silicon Valley people, but it's still, you can feel them trying really, really hard to catch up and throw money at the problem. And at least in this early going, you're not really seeing a lot of reward for that.
Well, don't you get it for free if you buy an Apple product? You'll get it for free for a year?
Yeah, but I mean, you've heard the phrase about you get what you pay for. It's just, you know, like if I was a consumer and I got them for free, you're still spending your time to watch them. And
right.
Some of them are okay, and maybe some of them will get better. I don't know. And there's more shows coming up by the end of the month as part of that 60-plus total you talked about before. So it's early goings. You know, AMC launched with Mad Men and Breaking Bad, but not every system is going to be that lucky. So maybe the great Apple show is 2 years away. I don't know.
Okay, next week is Disney Plus. And like you said, it has the back catalog of Disney movies. Anything else?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously you're going to have decades and decades worth of stuff. Every parent I know for the last like 2 months have been talking about how they need to sign up for it because their kids won't forgive them otherwise. But they're going to have, you know, a new High School Musical series. They're going to have the big gun, probably the biggest gun of all these new streamers, is The Mandalorian, which is a Star Wars spinoff that Jon Favreau produced about some Boba Fett-type character out on the edge of the galaxy. I haven't seen it. They're keeping that one under wraps. You know, there's not going to be any kind of screeners until it debuts, but I'm going to watch it. I'm a Star Wars nut, and, you know, there seem to be a lot of us.
Well, so does that mean Disney's taking its stuff off Netflix?
Slowly but surely. So you're going to see a lot of the Marvel stuff on Disney Plus right away, but other things like they have contracts for, and those aren't going to leave. But, you know, what you're going to see, and part of the reason that you're getting all these streamers right now, is everybody wants to own their content and have their content on their particular streaming platform. So that's why, for instance, Friends is leaving Netflix, and it's going to go to HBO Max because Warner Brothers owns both of those. You know, it's why The Office is leaving Netflix, and I think it's going to wind up eventually on Peacock because NBC owns both of those. It's a whole, everyone just wants to have their own thing. And so you've gone from being able to get by with maybe one or two streaming services, you're going to need like seven or eight. It's basically going to recreate the cable bundle and not save you any money.
Yay. It always seems like the consumer.
I wish I could be more upbeat, Madeline. And maybe The Mandalorian will be great, and I'll be happy about that.
Well, speaking of HBO Max, how does that work if there's already HBO and HBO Go?
Basically, it sounds like it's going to replace HBO Now as a standalone thing. Certain things are unclear. Like, I'm an HBO cable subscriber, and it doesn't seem apparent yet whether I'm going to get HBO Max for free or if I'm going to have to spend extra for that. They're still negotiating some things, but it's basically going to be like the HBO Go or Now app, but with a whole lot of extra stuff. So you'll have Friends, you'll have The Big Bang Theory, you'll have The West Wing, you'll have, you know, a lot of Warner Brothers products. You'll have all of the DC Comics shows from the CW. You're going to have some original series that they're making. So it's going to be a lot of different things in addition to having the entire HBO archive, you know, from like Sex and the City all the way through Game of Thrones.
Okay. Now you're making me cry because I'm confused. It's too much.
It's a confusing time. I had to write a preview piece about all these streamers for Rolling Stone, and my editors keep saying, well, can you explain this? And I say, no, I can't. Nobody knows the answer to this yet. There's going to be 500 original shows this year and maybe more. So, you know, good luck catching up with it all.
Gee, thanks. Okay. Alan Sepinwall, chief television critic for Rolling Stone. Thank you.
I'm happy to be your ray of sunshine today.
Okay, here's what you can do instead. You can just download and subscribe and listen to the Press Play podcast. Just do that instead. It's much easier, perhaps more satisfying. Listen whenever you want. KCRW.com/PressPlay or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Madeline Brand. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you tomorrow.